Hi, and welcome to the June issue of The Desired State. This issue focuses on collaboration. Beginning quote, "We need to collaborate to build a team working together to solve dilemmas in learning, to collectively share and critique the nature and quality of evidence that shows our impact on student learning, and to cooperate in planning and critiquing lessons, learning intentions, and success criteria on a regular basis." John Hattie from the Visible Learning for Teachers book, 2012. Newsletter body. There are four areas foundational to continuous school improvement. Those are communication, leadership, database decision-making, and collaboration. As the Kansas Learning Network provides information to the CSI, TSI, and ATS buildings and districts, the focus will remain on those foundational areas. This newsletter is centered around the collaboration of instructional teams. Wise Ways Indicator 46 from the Center on Innovations and Learning states, "Some decisions are best made by the teachers responsible for particular groups of students. Grade level teams or subject area teams, which we call instructional teams. Instructional teams are manageable groupings of teachers by grade level or subject area who meet to develop instructional strategies aligned to the standards-based curriculum and to monitor the progress of students in the grade level or subject areas for which the team is responsible. We know that developing a shared expertise and working with common purpose is present in systems, buildings, and teams that are beating the odds. However, educators still often work in isolation of one another, and time to collaborate is limited or unproductive. As the team sets aside time during meetings to focus on improvement efforts, some questions for consideration are, how might the leadership team working together to create shared expectations and high standards for all students model effective collaboration across the system? How might it look and sound like for educators to be working together, engaged in discourse that leads to creating learning experiences that are richer and of higher quality than those created by teachers working in isolation? How might students benefit from teachers working in collaborative teams, creating a culture that allows for continuous reflection and improvement of practices? And what might be the strengths or some potential growth areas of the team? This and additional resources are available on our website at www.ksdetasn.org/KLN. Again, that's www.ksdetasn.org/KLN. You can also follow us on Twitter at KLN_KS. Thank you.